good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host, Alfred Addis, will be joining me in just a few short moments, along with Greg Hunter. We are always so pleased to have Greg Hunter join us today. And each and every time he joins us on the program, we always learn so much. He is an exciting person and an energetic person, to say the least. But we always love Greg Hunter when he is here. And today is July 25th, 2017. Good afternoon, Al.
Hello, Melody.
That was a big, heavy sigh as there's a little bit of pressure on gold today. Not much. 480 to the downside at 1,251. You have silver basically unchanged at 1,657. Platinum was down 4 at 930, and we had all record highs today on the paper markets today. We have, let me see if I can get there. My computer is allowing me to do so.
Patience, folks. You've been mean to your computer, haven't you?
Oh.
Now it's established that
who's
really the boss.
I am a very patient person. I'm a very patient person. Mm-hmm. But I have just about lost my patience with this. And I'm looking at the closest window, and it's not very far. So if the listeners hear this big, loud, crashing noise during this next hour, well, I won't have to explain what it is. The Dow is up 96 points today, off the high of the day at 21,609. The NASDAQ was up 2 points at 6,413. The S&P was up 7 at 2,476. Caterpillar and McDonald's posted bottom-line results that topped estimates and, of course, setting their shares higher. This is the busiest week of the earnings season, with approximately 180 S&P 500 components scheduled to report. Wall Street is also looking to see what the Federal Reserve, as the central bank, will say tomorrow. And, you know, you have to remember something. When the dollar is stronger, it makes earnings season not so good. So when we see a little bit of weakness in the dollar, it also will make earnings season look a little bit better. So we have to keep in mind, is it truly the demand and the strength of these companies and their true performance that is allowing these shares to go higher? Or is it really just the weakness in the dollar that we have seen? I mean, certainly the dollar is only weak compared to its recent trading range, and it's nowhere close to the peak of above $1.60 against the euro that it hit back in, you know, the depths of the financial crisis of 2008. But I mean, we would expect to see some earnings fare better than what we've seen, as we saw this dollar strength in the past couple of years. So again, is the economy really the true fundamental pushing these numbers higher, or is it the weaker dollar and the continued corporations going into debt, buying back their shares to keep their profits higher? So I tend to think that it is more or less along the lines of the weaker currency that we're seeing these stronger earnings for this quarter. But and my computer's pretty much frozen to bring you the rest of the reports. As far as the U.S. dollar, I don't know if you have that handy there, Al. Was the dollar weaker or stronger today? Should have been a little bit stronger today.
U.S. dollar was up 0.07 to 94.07.
Yeah, not real strong, but it was enough to put a little bit of pressure on gold today. And we're certainly lower than what we've seen in the highs of late. So, yeah, if earnings season continues, we might see a little bit of pressure. Industrial metals did better today than the precious metals. So, but I continue to see, I continue to see gold and silver continue to, you know, we're going to have ups and downs. But I think we've seen the lows at last.
Okay. So it should be happy days are here again. Unless it's end times, of course, in which case, well, maybe not quite so happy. We'll watch and see.
They did the vote. You know, everybody talked about this big vote today in the Senate. You know, repeal or replace. Well, that wasn't even what the vote was about. The vote was just to open debate. And it's like you had all this hoopla just to open a debate. And Pence had to break the tie. I mean, it's
there's that, no business like show.
No, Al. But so again, it's a lot of hoopla, a lot of, and doesn't really do anything for the Obamacare. Doesn't repeal or replace. It just opens the debate. And to see what they can do so that it can, once it does get voted on, it, something gets passed. But at this point in time, just the same place as we were.
They're not going to pass anything, Melody.
I know they're not.
They're going to debate about something.
They're
going to debate.
You know, so it's just a lot of wasted time.
Well,
that's what they do well.
It's, if you're an intellectual and you don't want to watch Dancing with the Stars or for The Voice or something like that, you can watch Congress.
Mm.
It's entertainment.
Mm. Well, we'll have to see. I don't know if Greg Hunter is on the line yet.
Neither do I.
Well, I guess he is not. Oh, I guess he's getting in touch with him now. So what's next, Down? Do we have Mr. Hunter?
Well, we've got India and China face off in the mountains. Everybody's heard that. But a new confrontation is growing in the ocean. This, according to CNBC, rivalry between India and China is heating up as the heavyweight economies face territorial tensions both on land and sea. All right, a fierce border standoff in Bhutan's Dokiam region triggered by a Chinese road construction project in a disputed area, and a Bhutanese request for Indian help is now entering a second month, with soldiers from both sides engaged in skirmishes. The new confrontation in the relationship is arising as New Delhi is growing concerned about a Chinese naval presence in its own backyard, the Indian Ocean. Recent joint Navy drills by the United States, India, and Japan, known as the Malabar exercises, were widely interpreted as a coordinated response to perceived Chinese expansion in the Indian Ocean. China's naval presence in the Indian Ocean is showing signs of a qualitative shift. Chinese troops are, they mentioned Chinese troops at a military base in Djibouti. This is Beijing's first long-term military deployment in almost 60 years. Djibouti is in French Somaliland, or at least what was French Somaliland, Africa. I don't know that French is still called French Somaliland, to tell you the truth. I was in Djibouti back when I was 19 years old, 50-some years ago. It was French Somaliland then. I don't know what it is right now, but it is it's basically the northeastern corner of Africa. Right across from the Red Sea, from Arabia, and so on. In any case, it is strange that the Chinese troops' first long-term military deployment in almost 60 years. India is becoming concerned about China's naval presence in the Indian Ocean. The U.S. is apparently there working with China and Japan. And I don't know, is Greg here yet?
Yes, he is.
All right, Greg. Oh, Greg Hunter from USA Watchdog.
I've actually been listening to you. It's like, wow, you're an international man of mystery.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're in Djibouti. Clues to what's happening with the mystery?
What's that?
Do you have any clues as to what's happening with the mystery? In other words, is there really a growing confrontation between China and India, or is this mostly just
China and India have had a long history of border confrontation. Not as bad as Russia and China, which I think that's bizarre that Russia and China are together because they had a long history of being adversaries. I think they're very tenuous adversaries. Yep. But you know, I mean, we're the world's reserve currency, U.S. dollar, and when does that end, and how quickly does it end? I think it's going to end. I don't think the world's going to allow big picture stuff now that's going to allow I don't think the world is going to allow us to print money to buy real stuff forever. And we're at, you know, we're tacking on, we're at, what, $20 trillion? And we need to raise the debt ceiling, and which means we're going to, you know, get some more, you know, credit cards out and put some more on the tab and not pay anything back.
And we will have more subprime borrowers.
Well, we just have a lot of
more debt.
At some point, somebody says, oh, come on, you're never paying this back. And, you know, that's, and what did, you know, that famous quote by, a lot of quotes I got that have been given to USA Watchdog, really. Carl Denninger says, you know, we never hit, oh, it's Chris Martin said, or is it Carl Denninger? I think it's Carl Denninger. Carl Denninger says, you know, we never hit the wall. We never hit the wall. We didn't hit the wall with subprime. We were a couple of years away in 2008. We kind of drug that thing out to 2010 or 11. We didn't really hit the wall. Somebody woke up one day and went, oh my gosh, I'm not going to stay. I'm not going to hit the wall. I'm out. And they were out. You know, the same thing is now. I mean, you know, are we going to actually hit the wall, or is somebody going to wake up one day and say, oh, no, I know we're going to hit the wall, so I'm out. And then as China, I mean, right now the silver market is, I was dealing with a source of mine that watches this pretty close. I can't tell you who it is. I talked to him last night late, and this is some information only you're going to have. And he says, you know, we've never had the open interest this high and standing for delivery this high, and the price this low in silver. It just, you name me one other commodity that you have open interest exponentially high, and the price unbelievably low. Name me one other commodity. Corn, beans, tungsten, copper, oil. Name me one other commodity that has huge stand for delivery open interest high, and the price suppressed low. Not a one.
They are the implication is that the price is artificially suppressed.
Well, and that the
right,
game,
it's defined
we're getting
economic
to the end.
Principles.
We're getting to the end of the suppression game. Yeah. We're getting to the end. And it's some sovereign somewhere, I mean, here we have the United States who's making all kinds of and I love the country. I'm an American. You know, I think what China's doing, building out there and projecting their power into the South China Sea, and they're all of a sudden decide they're claiming it. They're claiming it because they think we're weak and we're not going to do anything. They started claiming it under Obama. You don't know what Obama backroom deal he cut to do nothing. I mean, you know, but I don't know. But, you know, all of a sudden, after hundreds of years, well, it's ours after all this time. You know, that's not what India and that's not what Vietnam and the Philippines and Japan and they all say. But I don't know. I mean, is there going to be a sovereign that will stand for delivery? I mean, you know, you can. Bill Holter has said that you could clear out the gold and silver market for, you know, at COMEX for a couple of billion, and they haven't done it because China likes the suppression game too. They're getting real metal at discount prices.
They're selling physical metal.
This is another famous quote, that the game ends when somebody doesn't deliver. The game ends when they don't deliver, and there's not a bounty or a premium paid over with fiat currency for you to go away and not stand for delivery. So, you know, is somebody standing for delivery? Is are we near the delivery months aren't every month. It's, I don't know, the last delivery month was May, July, and May, and March. Those are the delivery months. And so, you know, July, the delivery month is there's a lot of people standing for delivery of silver. You know, gold is all there. The silver is not. The silver has been used up. That's mining supply. You know, in China and Russia, they don't sell any of their silver. It's strategic. You know, it's about 1 billion ounces a year. So you got 700,000 ounces in a billion ounce a year, 700 million ounces in a billion ounce a year demand of a market. How does it go on for, you know? So they think that it's the silver market will be the end of the suppression, the cascading effect.
Do you mean China and Russia believe that silver?
That's all done You know, I can't tell you that because but that's what I think. That's what I think. It's a sovereign nation. You know, you and me, or a Bill Gates or a Warren Buffett could stand for delivery. You know, $1 billion or something like that, or Mark Zuckerberg. It's not that much money. They could raise it. But standing for delivery, I mean, somebody like a private individual standing for delivery with $1,000, you know, they might, you know, end up with being in a Clinton trail of bodies. So I don't know. But sovereign nation, you know, with nukes and tanks and jets and stuff like that, well, that's a little bit different story though, isn't it? You can't just kill off Russia. You can't just kill off China to make their trade go away.
Yeah, that must
frustrate
some people.
Anyway, that's just a new little piece of information. I know you're probably getting ready to go into a break here pretty soon, but Jeff Sessions is... I tell you, I've done a 180 on Jeff Sessions. And not because I think he's bad. Actually, I like him. He's an early supporter of the president, but he's going to have to go. Oh, you just heard me say that. I would think it wasn't a big deal. He was just running his yapper. No. Listen, let's frame this for what it is. There is an epic battle to unseat and remove a duly elected president, a duly elected president of We the People. There is an idea, a propaganda war going on to make you think that most Americans don't like what Trump's doing, that most Americans are embarrassed by what Trump's doing, that most Americans don't want to build a wall. They like all the illegal immigration. That's all false. This is a propaganda war, and the other biggest thing, Mueller, his job is to remove Donald Trump from office. That's what Mueller's job is. Oh, he's a good man. Oh, he's going to be fair. No, he's not, and he should, right now, by statute, should be stepping down. He's got a huge conflict of interest with the guy that got him his special prosecutor job, James Comey, and he interviewed for the FBI director job the day before he became special prosecutor. He has huge conflicts of interest by law. Disqualifies him and forces him to be removed. Of course, the guy that wrote the letter to get Comey fired, Rob Rosenstein, there's no conflict of interest. He is conflicted as well, and he should also be stepping down. He wrote the letter, told the president to fire James Comey, then he hires a special prosecutor to investigate, in part, James Comey being fired. So you have a huge fight, and you have the attorney general who has taken himself, right or wrong, you know, ethically speaking, Alan Dershowitz says, well, he really should have recused himself, not for a phony investigation. This is a phony investigation. It is to remove the duly elected president of the United States because they don't like his policies, and they doesn't like their policies for we the people. The swamp things want to swamp the mud, the filth, the garbage, they want their swamp.
They
don't like somebody coming in, backing out of the pair, start climbing the cord.
Hang on for a couple of commercials, and we'll be right back to discuss propaganda war against Donald Trump. Please stay tuned to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, and our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Some of the best videos and interviews on that you can find on the internet on issues of economics, politics, geopolitics. We're talking about Donald Trump's trauma in the White House.
Donald Trump's trauma is inflicted by the mainstream media and the deep state, not his trauma. It was inflicted on him. It's made you to think that he has trauma.
Does he have a plan to counterattack?
He has no attorney general. That is your knight. That on the chessboard, that is your knight. He has no knight. They get into a battle, and he sits in front of the, I'm going to recuse myself. Now, listen, you can do the high-handed, ethics with a big E, the Justice Department with a big J, but this is a phony attempt of an investigation for the express purpose of removing Donald Trump, and I'll tell you why it's phony. The only piece of evidence that's there, allegedly, that the big Russian could get with it's a Russian. The Russian, how'd they do it? Stop. How did they do it? Did they change a single vote? Every intelligence officer, FBI, but no, they didn't change a single vote. Okay, good. That's good. Okay. How did they do it? Well, they released negative information. And where did they get that information from? Well, the DNC. Okay, where are the servers? Luke. Well, they wouldn't let us look at them. Oh, they wouldn't let you look at them. Oh, this is a huge national security issue, and they told you to go pound sand, and you went, okay. Really? You didn't get a warrant and go in there and bust the damn doors down?
Is the DNC above the law?
Stop. Let's go on to Robert Mueller. So wait a minute. The crime is the Russians hacking the DNC servers. That's what we know. That's the only piece of evidence they have. That's your body. You lost the body. You're trying to do a murder investigation. You got no body. Why is it Mueller going after the DNC servers? That's the only piece of known evidence out there. Phony investigation. Phony. We're back 10 years to Donald Trump selling condos in Florida to Russians. I mean, you're not going to go get the servers? I'll tell you why they're not going to get the servers. Let me tell you why. They've been bleach-bitted. They've had a hammer taken to them. They're gone. That's why.
Which is obstruction
they're
of
gone.
Justice.
Which is an outrageous why. Where are the servers? We know there's a pistol that shot President so-and-so, and it's at the bottom of this small little retention pond, but we're not going to go in there. Really? You're not going to go get a murder weapon? You know where it is. Well, the people who own the retention pond tell us that they don't want us in there stirring up. It's bad for the fish. Oh, okay. What do we have, a bunch of three-year-olds there at the FBI and the Justice Department? It's a national security, profound national security breach. It's the servers, right? Yes, we'd like to see them. No, you can't see them. Phony investigation. Phony. It's phony. Meanwhile, the real collusion with Hillary Clinton and selling while she was in the State Department, and people, you know, story. It's a damn good one, and it's germane to the collusion in her husband doubling his speaking fees in Russia and getting a 20% of our nuclear production, uranium production, in the hands of Russians after $145 million donations to her global charity fraud that's supposed to be an archival library in Little Rock, not the Clinton Global Initiative or anything else. How are they collecting millions and millions of dollars to do what? And what about the money in Haiti? Oh, those people are dropping dead. So Sessions recused himself, and I didn't think it was a big deal. I said this in my weekly news wrap-up. Well, this I've done a 180. It is a big deal. His number one, what did Loretta Lynch do for Barack Obama? Blocked everything and everybody.
He had a night.
What did Eric, do for the president of the United States, huh? Took all the grief of Fast and Furious, Eric Holder.
Yeah.
You know, blocked everybody. Blocked. Protected the president. Of course, he needed protection. He was doing nefarious stuff. Now, the president needs an ally. He needs somebody to come in and say, whoa, no, Mueller, you can't hire all these damn Democrats. Lawyers for the Clinton Foundation? That's been called a giant criminal conspiracy. You got lawyers from the Clinton Foundation working for you? Give me a break. All the people are no, stop. You have a conflict of interest. Step down. You're done. Get out. You're out. Jeff Sessions can't do that. I recused myself. So whether he's a nice guy, a great supporter, this is a fight to the death, and Jeff Sessions has his armor on backwards, and he's facing the wrong direction because he's recused himself. He's got to go.
Who do you think is going to win this battle? Is Trump going to weather this, or do you think he's likely to be impeached?
He's not. That's bullshit. I'm sorry. You are falling for the propaganda. You are falling for the propaganda.
No, I'm not falling for it. I'm asking what your opinion is of it.
What did you do wrong? Impeach for what?
Well, I understand how unlikely they need, I believe, 2/3 of the Senate to impeach anybody.
But what would be the charge?
And I don't think you can impeach anybody is what I think.
What would be the charge? What would be the charge?
I don't know what the charge would be, and I don't think anyone else does either. I think this is just much ado about
nothing. Well, that's why they shouldn't even be talking about impeachment. You just said it. I don't know what the charge would be, and I don't think anybody else does either. Well, then why in the hell are you talking about it?
Maybe obstruction of justice or something. That's going to be one of the possibilities. They may allege that. They may be just content to keep stirring the mud until, who knows, the end of his term in office.
Did you see did you hear about the Boy Scout thing with the 30, 40,000 people there in front of everybody's cheering, chanting for him? Uh-oh, ain't working. Ain't working. The propaganda's not working.
I understand. The public just may be, they may be slow to act, but is the public beginning to realize that Trump is being subjected, he's been unfairly accused?
He got voted into office. Do you think he was unfairly subjected to some real crap by the mainstream media that basically came out and boldly said in their op-ed pieces, New York Times one of them, that we need to stop Donald Trump, that he's testing the norms of objectivity. We have to block him. I mean, USA Today, Michael Wolff, the reporters are doing this of their own volition. That's a lie. The management is doing it and allowing these guys to do it. It's not believable. They just had a new release of emails where they just peg all these mainstream media companies, old-timey media, NBC, CNN, all working, we're getting questions and funneling questions to CNN and giving them their opposition research for Republicans. And Donald Trump got elected, didn't he? And that's with the cheating and the illegal voting, which is another thing that freaks them out. He's going to find out. We're going to get some evidence. They keep, there's no evidence of illegal voting. Really? Yeah, there is, especially in California and New York and Illinois, although anybody with a two nickels to rub together is leaving the state. They just raised taxes 33%. What is that, 33% in Illinois?
32, maybe. 33, I understand.
30-something percent. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. That's a big tax increase, isn't it?
Well, it sure sounds like it. People are. I saw where Cook County is losing population. Chicago is losing population.
Those are the people that earn money.
Yeah.
Those other people
and
get
you
the
don't need
stuff.
Them, of course. All they do is produce.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are the consequences? What is the probability that Illinois is going to suffer its problem all by itself as compared to the probability that it's a domino that's going to trigger some adverse reactions in other parts of the country?
Remember I was harping about the Puerto Rican thing. Listen, Illinois cannot print money. You know, that's what Catherine Austin Fitch talked about. They had, you know, controlled demolition. Well, some things are going to be able to fall, and that's going to be one of them. All your pensions, thank you for your votes. That's what happened up in Detroit. You know, all these firefighters and police officers and city workers, and we're not getting our pension. Well, you can look at an actuarial. You're stupid. You voted for the Democrats. They couldn't pay you, and now they're telling you, oh, sorry, you got to have all that cut. That's what's happening. It's happening in Illinois. They can't. They have, just Illinois, they have $14.5 billion. Now, maybe they might have $14.7. They're going to raise $6 billion, but I mean, they need to borrow tons of money. They owe $250 billion, $53 billion in pensions. They have about 40% of that covered. So they have a 150-some-odd billion shortfall. Their bonds are $127 billion. So, and then add the $15 billion of just cash expenses they need to pay for all people that have done work for them and given them things and things like that. And you got yourself, half $1 trillion. That's just one state.
Who is responsible for this incredible debt deficit, this incredible deficit?
Well, the people of Illinois are responsible. You saw how their elected officials handled it. They raised taxes 33%. That's what they're going to do. So Sessions is going to have to go. He's a nice guy. If I was Sessions, I'd go over him saying, yeah, I put you in a terrible position. You did. He took one of his major power pieces on the board off the table. You know, he's out there giving a press conference. We've just busted the dark web. You ain't going to have a president. You need to be there. Somebody, an adult, needs to be in the room to stop Mueller from. Mueller should be resigning right this damn minute. By statute, by law. Two of them, as a matter of fact. He doesn't have the servers. Why isn't somebody stepping up saying, where are those servers? Why are you going after the only piece of evidence that we have of Russia, of a crime that supposedly the Russians committed? Why? Where are they? I'll tell you why he's not pushing the issue. So he's already been told, don't ask for them. Don't ask for them. We've destroyed them. We can't get that out. We've erased them all. We've destroyed them. What's going to happen to the Russia investigation when you find out? There is no... my gut says... there is no way they hand those servers over intact. No way. No damn way.
Why? Why not? What's on the server that they don't want us to see?
Why didn't they give? They were worried about Russia hacking. Why didn't they turn the servers over? Because there'll be a email printout. There'll be all kinds of. You can't have servers without fingerprints of people on them printing out the emails, and there'll be somebody printing out the emails and printing out a bunch of stuff that's really tawdry that stays on the server and its memory boards. And oh my gosh, it would be really bad. And plus, it becomes part of an investigation, which you can get FOIA the stuff after, you know, a certain amount of time. And I think there's the dang things are gone. That's what I think. The server or servers are gone. I find it hard to believe that the entire RNC ran its entire operation on one server. But who knows? What do I know? I'm not that big of a tech guy. But I think Hillary Clinton had multiple servers with her stupid email thing. So they're gone. I'm telling you, I suspect they're gone. They're damaged. Oh, we lost them. We erased them. We didn't know you needed this. Well, it wasn't under subpoena. It wasn't under a warrant. We just routine maintenance. We erased everything.
Is this going to blow up in the Democrats' face before this is
yes.
over?
I think yes, and I think this is why Mueller is doing everything he can. He hasn't found anything. Why isn't he doing the Russian collusion story? Oh, you mean you're going to go back to him selling condos to Russians? You're kidding me, right? Trump has done business and built buildings with Chinese and Indians and people from, London and Italy and Russia and, he gets colluding with everybody. And the reason why he's also pissed is that Sessions hasn't gone after Hillary. There's no counterattack. Where's the counterattack?
That's the thing I've wondered about.
You're busting the dark web? You're kidding me, right? You're kidding me. You're kidding me. You're kidding me. Oh, there's some porn there. I mean, you got a president that's trying to be, that they're trying to unseat. Mueller's job is to, he's hired a bunch of dang Democrat donors, and you're busting the dark web? Are you in La La Land? Are you Nuttyville? The day he recused himself, he should have stepped down. I'm not going to be helping the president.
What is their fundamental complaint with Trump?
They don't like the breakup of the slime. America is being destroyed, extracted. We have this illegal immigration, the cheap labor. You've got the Paris Climate Accord, which is a total scam that just extracts more money out of America. And it's a treasonous document. I can't believe Susan Collins, who should resign from the Senate. I didn't think we should have backed out of that. Oh, so you think there should be a treaty and the Senate shouldn't vote on it? Well, you're an idiot. And you should step down as a senator from Maine then. It was critical that we have this climate accord, right? It's critical. The earth is burning up. We have to do something now. Really? Right now? It's critical, right? Yes, it's critical. Then why would you let China and India, with 2.7 billion people in this world, continue to pollute and increase pollution until the year 2030 if it was so damn critical? That's why Trump got us out of the climate accord. The TPP. You got Obama over in Vietnam. This will mean jobs for you. Why the hell would he stand up here in America and say, hey, the TPP will mean jobs for you? Because it won't. There's a concerted effort, either by some who want to destroy the country, by others who just want to suck the life out of it until it's completely gray. They don't care. It's me. I have enough money to buy off the people that I need to buy off. It's me, not we, the people. And so that's what they don't like about Donald Trump. They don't like that. And incidentally, this health care thing, Donald Trump should make a one big deal about how everybody in Congress, everybody, House and Senate and their staffs, are exempt from this Obamacare nightmare. They are exempt.
Yeah.
They don't eat their own food. They get steak and caviar and fine rainbow trout while we get MREs. And you'll like it, dang it. So Sessions is going to go, and I hate to say it, he has to go. He has to go. It's not a question whether he's loyal or nice. He's a major piece on the chessboard, and he's put his armor on backward and is facing the river. And so, Jeff, you're a nice fella. But you screwed up. You should have never recused yourself on a phony investigation. That's what I would have said. I'm not going to recuse myself for a phony investigation. And this was after, this was going into 8 or 9 months of this stuff. They got nothing. And this is a outgoing president, and all the resources of the intelligence services and even foreign intelligence services, as just Napolitano brought up. And then they had to leave work for a few days, and then they had to eat crow and come back. He probably threatened to sue them.
Well, we'll have to talk more about that in a moment. We've got to take a break for a couple of commercials. We will be back on Financial Survival with our guest, Greg Hunter, from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. Our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com for some of the best interviews and insights you can find on the internet. We've been talking to Greg about the problems that are being faced by President Trump. And I'm wondering, is there any groundswell of public support for
Trump? Correctly now. I want to talk about the phony, made-up propaganda problems that the mainstream media and the deep state want you to think that's happening to Donald Trump.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure that people don't buy the propaganda. I'm not correcting you and being mean to you. I know you're a smart guy, and you're really smart, and I love listening to you, too. But this is the biggest propaganda blitz ever in America against the sitting president. I mean, USA Today brought up that could President Trump be impeached? Nobody would ever think of doing that with Barack Obama. A non-news story above the fold on the front page of USA Today. Well, somebody put up a bill, but Republicans control the House, and this would never happen. But that's your story? To put out the propaganda that people are considering impeaching and kicking Donald Trump out of the office. Also, the never-Trumpers on Fox, plenty of them. You know, I heard Charlie Gasparino, you know, how long is this going to go on for? I don't know, how long are the phony stories going to go on for, Charlie? How long? And do you think we should audit the Federal Reserve? Because, you know, it's supposed to be completely transparent, the Federal Reserve. That's another thing that Donald Trump may do. He may audit the Federal Reserve. If he does that, they're done. They're toast. You're going to find out so much crime. And that's what I think is going. The bigger picture is that, listen, on both sides of the aisle, you don't have a fraud the size of the Clinton Foundation, a global charity fraud. And it was only supposed to be, I've had Charles Hortel on, and he sent me the paperwork. It was made up as an archival library in Little Rock, not to cure AIDS or to do Haiti research or relief or not to raise money for that. No. You can't just come up with a charity and say you're going to raise money for one thing and then raise money for everything under the sun and then take bribes. And I'm telling you, so much money has sloshed through that Clinton fraud foundation that there are so many criminals on both sides of the aisle. And it's not just me. I mean, David Stockman wrote that, you know, Brennan and, you know, all the other top people, you know, in the Obama White House ought to be, you know, put in jail. They ought to be put in jail. It's really quite unbelievable what's been going on, and I think there's so much crime, and these people are so in trouble. I mean, they're talking about how this is on the Drudge Report. This is set on CNN. They're talking about openly doing a coup if Mueller's fired. Oh my gosh! You're going to do a coup if a phony investigation is stopped? You're kidding me.
I don't think they would announce it though.
I think Trump is the problem. I have with Trump is that he does not seem to be effectively defending himself. He should be taking action to stop these people, and I think by failing to do that, he gives them a certain amount of credence. People sit back and say, well, he's not effectively, I don't doubt he said it, but he hasn't effectively denied what the accusations that have been made against him. And he could be not just denial, but he should be counterattacking, in my opinion. And maybe he's just biding his time because he knows it's all going to blow up in their face. But his failure to defend himself in a way that's effective strikes me as it's going to impress the public that they think where there's smoke, there's fire.
But listen, there's no president ever been attacked on this that many levels.
I get you.
With this many leaks from the deep state, from the from foreign governments, from foreign allies, from Democrats,
from his own
inside the
party.
FBI. You had the FBI director leak his own damn memo. That's outrageous. To get a special prosecutor. This has never happened. I've never known this to happen ever in American history, ever. Never.
You know, people talk about
Susan Rice is involved in this. All of his top security people, even you know, for unmasking all these names. Samantha Powers, the head of the UN, UN ambassador. I mean, this is unprecedented in American history. I mean, we have a soft coup and information war for sure going on right now.
Do we have a coup going on right now, or have we had a coup taking place all along that's finally being exposed? They have perhaps finally had to come up and show themselves, show their faces, show their cards in order to defend what they've accomplished in the last 10, 20 years.
Why would they do that? Why would they have to show their cards? Why are they?
Because I think Trump is threatening something bigger.
Of panic. Where they have no scruples, where they have no where they are out overtly showing that they're biased, saying that they are biased, and they have to be biased. Why are they doing that?
I agree. I think it's a very interesting question because there's something at stake here besides merely stealing some money. I think
there's more at stake because they seem
to be desperate.
They are desperate. They are on the they are on the verge of losing it. 43 said it best. I think he said it to Lester Holt. He said to one of them, he said, you know, you guys don't have the power you used to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, here's David Stockman saying, you know, Brennan, Rice, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett. This is the power that at the top near the president that used the resources of the intel agencies, the FBI, and the White House to undermine an incoming president and try to get him thrown out of office. And why? Look at the stuff he wants to do. Oh, we want to uncover voting fraud. Oh, there's no evidence, and you're not going to get any, damn it. And they don't want you to have any. We're going to build a wall and stop all this illegal immigration. We're going to stop the changing out of America to another culture.
Yeah.
Because we have to pay for all these illegal aliens. I told you the story before, just before I left. CNN came out and said, we'll no longer use the term illegal alien. We're going to call them undocumented. Why? That's a lie. There's no official term that's undocumented. This is an accounting error. These are people that came here illegally. Thus, illegal aliens. That's what the IRS calls them. You can't do that. That's that PC culture. We're going to control you by telling you what's politically correct. Well, not me.
They control you
with
language.
They're illegal aliens. They're weasels that broke the law that are cashing in, and we are all, as taxpayers, are paying for it. And listen, there's plenty of Hispanic people who are here generationally and legally that have to pay for this, too. I'm not xenophobic, and I said this on my weekly news wrap. Black people that the Democrats just love, they're our voters. Oh, really? They're your voters? Well, listen, black people, you are at the bottom of the barrel. You are behind refugees, and you are behind illegal aliens, people that are non-citizens. You poor people are being screwed by the party you keep voting for.
Yeah.
Look at member of the King, is it Coretta King? She likes Donald Trump. You know, what black people need is a job, and just like everybody else, and a career, and a horizon, and a way to earn themselves up the ladder. They don't need a $2 an hour raise at McDonald's so they can keep in a crappy job for the rest of, until they automate.
Well, it's the problem. I'm not against the Mexican people.
I'm against not either, but the illegal aliens.
The problem is not the illegal aliens. The problem is the Congress, the Senate, and the White House that will not defend our own borders. We are being invaded. There are people in positions of power that are more than happy to invade Iraq, but they don't have the energy or the money to defend this country. That's my problem. My problem is Congress. I don't care about the illegal aliens, per se.
Well, you can have Congress all you want. You saw how if you had both control houses and you don't control the executive branch, you don't control anything, really. The president can break the law all he wants.
Yeah.
That was obvious by Barack Obama. Now listen, they're losing. That's why there's this heated pitch and this idea that what is it? USA Today. Hold on.
If they're losing,
news from the USA Today. Americans split on impeachment. Like, that's even a legitimate question. That's not going to happen. That's above the fold. That's a non-news story.
I don't think
story.
It's going to happen either. Like
story.
I said, I believe they need two-thirds of the Senate to impeach anyone. They can go through the process, but I don't see how they'll ever get two-thirds of the Senate to vote against Trump.
And again, not my point. My point is, why would they even bring it up? It's totally bogus. Because they want you to think that America is so upset with Donald Trump, and they're so terrible, and most of his voters wouldn't vote for him again, he's taking the country. He has done nothing. He's done a lot. And, we're going in the wrong direction, and everybody hates him, and that's what they want you to think. This is the biggest propaganda full-court press I've ever seen. It's not
journalism. It's a real test. It's a real test for the American people to see if they fall for this propaganda, if they fall for all of these persistent lies, or if they perceive what's going on and eventually say, wait, this has got to stop. This is a national test, in a sense.
I think you start, there's a thing in the, you had to be careful beating down somebody too hard in journalism because you could turn them into a victim.
Yep.
And that's what's, and so you didn't want to turn somebody who was bad into a victim because you wanted to be fair. I mean, I can tell you this, how many times that question came up, we have to be fair. We have to be fair. We have to be factual. Do you know that no matter how bad the low-life skunk ball weasel that I was doing a story on, do you know what my main edict was? To make the best case possible for him. I hated it when people didn't talk because I still had to make the best case possible. I couldn't say, well, he didn't talk, so I can trash him all I want. Oh, no. That's not what journalism is. Because that just makes a higher bar for me to have to make the best case possible for that individual. I'm serious.
Does it challenge your gag reflex?
I always had to make the best case possible. I always had to do it. I mean, I told you the story. We were doing a story about a preacher, and I flew out to, I don't know, somewhere. It was a scam, and it was a scam. I loved number scams. I love money scams. You know why? Because the money was the money. Whether you're black or white or Asian or Indian or male or female or gay or not, I don't care. You cheated. And we were doing a story with this preacher, white guy. And I sit down with him. He decides to sit down and talk. I think, man, I can't believe it. So I sit down and talk. And actually, in the first couple of minutes of the interview, he says, yeah, I did it. Actually, I did it. I'm not proud of it. I cheated him. Okay? He actually says that in the first part of the interview. Something like that. At the end of the interview, because we transcribed all these interviews, and it was a sit-down interview where I confronted him and, okay, all right, fine, fine. I didn't try to dog him and whatever, but he sat down for the interview, so I asked him the hard questions about cheating people. He admitted it. At the end of the interview, he said, well, I did cheat him, but I didn't mean to.
I didn't mean to.
Do you know that we transcribed every interview? I mean, sometimes the interviews would be so long, it would be like an Iowa City phone book. That's how long it was. You know, the lawyers would read every dang word to make sure we wouldn't take anything out of context. This is how granular this gets when you're doing investigative reporting and you have real legal oversight, which when I keep telling you I can't see how they're getting these stories on the air because I could never have gotten the stories that they're putting on the air with one source and documents they don't have, they'd laugh me out. Get out of here. Are you crazy? Get out of here. Do you need vacation? Because you're nuts. But they would transcribe these interviews, right? And I told you at the beginning of the interview, he said, yeah, something to the effect of, yeah, I did it. Yeah, we did it. We did it. Okay, we cheated him. At the end of the interview, we didn't mean to. Do you know what the lawyers made me use for a soundbite?
He didn't mean it.
That's right.
Yep.
So you're kidding me. He admitted it. Yeah, I know, but we have to make the best case possible. That's what I'm telling you about journalism.
Is this
you
journalism or legalism?
Somebody.
Did they have to give the best case possible in order to defend themselves against a potential libel suit or defamation suit?
Well, that's not, yes, but that's not why you do it. The lawyers would say yes. The journalist, me, I would say, if you got a case, then making the best case possible can't be much of a case. But you make it anyway for him. You don't lie. You don't make up crap. Right? He still admitted he did it, but he didn't mean to. You make the best case possible. Do you think that the mainstream press is making the best case possible for Donald Trump?
Not even trying.
I mean, that's what I'm telling you about how it. I'm telling you about how it works. Well, I don't think it works that way anymore because I think these people are just crazy. My dad and mom. My dad was a machinist who ended up in supervision at a can plant, and my mom it was a nurse. And I went to a state school. Okay, so I was a very unusual draft pick for the.
We have about 15 seconds, Greg.
A very unusual draft pick for the networks because I was a blue collar dope. I didn't have a pedigree, but I could do the hard stuff and not get him sued.
Well, it gives you a perspective that a lot of people don't see on their own and certainly don't appreciate, but we have to break at that. We're out of time. I want to thank you for being on the program, Greg. Always a pleasure, always interesting. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cedarstrom and our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Melody and I will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, with the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, Greg Hunter, and Todd, the producer. Bye-bye.
There never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. If I got me